Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The Right Sequence. James chapter 1, verse 19. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. In the distant folds of my memory, I recall as a young person hearing the expression, "He is quick to fly off the handle." The meaning of that is that this person became angry very easily. You could not look in the way that he wanted you to look or say the things that he wanted you to say or do the things that he wanted you to do without becoming extremely angry. I said he, it could be she as well. The passage of scripture that I've used in James 1:19 is that everyone should be quick to listen, but slow to speak, slow to become angry. Notice that the admonition that James gives here is that we are to be twice slow and once quick. Slow to speak, slow to become angry, but quick to listen. Sometimes we say things and then wish we had not spoken those things. Those of us who are quick to open our mouth have learned across the years that to do so causes damage. It hurts the person. We should be very, very quick to listen to what's going on, to what was said, and what was the nuances of the person that was involved that we were confronting or have been confronted by. What caused them to become angry? What caused them to say things that have been hurtful to us and to others? And how can we be used by God to bring peace in a situation that rapidly is becoming very, very difficult? And the answer is found here in James 1:19. Quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. Listen. Listen before we speak. Don't become angry, but listen. That's the right sequence. Do it as God would have you do it. Heavenly Father, I pray that we might follow the advice that James gives us here, that we might open our ears to hear what the person that we have come in contact with is saying. Listen to the words, but also listen to their heart. And listen to your words, and listen to your heart. And follow as you would have us follow. Always with a loving spirit and a healing attitude. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who could as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled, "The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer." If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.